And welcome to season 9, episode 5. My gosh, season 5 episode. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, so very happy to be here. It has been a long, short week since the last time we spoke. I say that because it's the same length as every other week, but it felt really long. I know it did for me. How about you, Chief? Chief and Goon are with me tonight. Chief, how are you?
I watched the Chiefs get annihilated. And by watch, I mean, I had ESPN because it was so bad. I didn't get to watch any of the commercials. I keep hearing that an Orange Man week is another year. So we're in year 3 of the Orange Man presidency.
It was, I'll be honest with you. And I know Mr. Brownie is going to be yelling hooray, but to me, it was yay sports ball. I had no desire to watch it. I watched Puppy Bowl, which was on a little earlier. And then I watched an amazing story about a psychologist who worked out a deal with a adoption center that anytime they had twins, identical twins, that they would split the twins apart and have them sent to different families. And then the psychologist was monitoring them. It was like Shades of Mengele. It was crazy. But it was an interesting story. And then I heard there was a football game on. Goon, how are you, man?
I'm very good. Thank you for asking. And Mr. Browning would be proud of me, too.
Yay, sports ball.
I watched nothing.
At all? You didn't even watch Puppy Ball?
No. Well, I started to.
Mm-hmm.
However, when the Puppy Bowl comes on, Wendy goes crazy.
Oh,
barking,
sure.
Jumping. She just goes nuts, nuts,
there's,
nuts.
There's a lot of puppies.
And so that wasn't all that much fun.
I have to tell you, I know we're not going to bury too much to the Puppy Bowl, but I have one question. And apparently I'm in good company because the Vice President of the United States has the exact same question. Okay? One of the puppies was a Chihuahua German Shepherd mix. I leave that to you to ponder the question that is on my mind and apparently also on J.D. Vance's mind.
How does that work?
How does that happen?
Yeah.
Somebody suggested it took a step stool and a $1.6 million loan from USAID. So I was like, yeah, I have questions.
I did see one answer to the vice president that said, well, Mr. Vice President, when mommy dog and the daddy dog love each other very much.
Well, no, he said when 150-pound mommy dog and a 33-pound daddy dog love each other very much. I can only hope that you know, there's a chihuahua out there that likes big women. Because if it's the other way around, that's just wrong.
That's true. That's true. Show Cat is now interested in what we're talking about because she jumped up here.
Seriously, how does that work?
I can only hope that artificial insemination is somehow involved, right, Show Cat?
Or somebody was laying down because, you know, when we're laying down, we're all the same height.
That is not true.
That's true. The wazzardly is true for me. If I lay down, I'm at least still a foot tall, you know.
I was listening to a comedian just before the show who said that laying down is the one thing we all get better with as we age. And then we become an absolute expert.
I would like that someday. I'm tired of having to be vertical and going to work and stuff.
Well, Lenin should have showed you that the former Soviets, they don't take kind to those words, and they don't even believe in that. He's not laying, and he's not even allowed to decompose.
Yeah, well, it's a cold.
That's right. A cold sore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about room temperature. Yeah.
It can happen.
Well, it did.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, work this past week was interesting because how many kind of nothing burger snowstorms did we have?
All of them.
We had one on Tuesday that was supposed to be an ice storm and turned out to be not very much.
Correct.
I think we have another one since we...
Yeah. We're supposed to have a big storm on Saturday, and I kept looking out the window going, gee, that sky seems a little blue for a storm. Yeah, the weather guys are batting over.
Well, now they're saying a big one's coming tomorrow, so you and I are preparing.
Oh, absolutely. I am stocked up on toilet paper and milk and guns.
God love you. Yeah. I have plenty of ammo, plenty of food. I have fuel for the generator. Purchased from Browning Electrical Services.
You know, well, kidding aside, it's not just us. I mean, if you watch the evening news up here, like all the school systems, like we're letting out early tomorrow, and we're probably going to be closed on Wednesday.
Well, that's why I'm going in hyper. Yeah, I'm going in early tomorrow.
Absolutely. I'll be in
so that I can hopefully get an 8-hour day in.
Exactly. Yeah. And if they close the door and throw us out, we're in bad shape.
Right. Well, they won't do that to you, will they? Because you're in a contractor building.
I am not.
Oh, my goodness. I totally forgot. You're in the building where we met.
I am. The circle is now complete. I'm on the same floor. I am probably within 100 yards of my old desk.
I'm sorry. I had forgotten that. So you and I have the same deal.
Yes. I'm going to use it. I believe like Stephen the Irishman said.
Yeah. I don't have to deal with that at all.
Rub it in. Rub it in. Here's some salt.
No, the more salt would be, I don't have to show up to work, period.
They don't have to pay you either, so, you know.
Oh, I still get paid.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought there was, like, stoppage on all the pay.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they, so I have, money continues to flow.
Oh, that's good.
If I can convince a certain people, because now I am taking lessons in public speaking, because I am going and I'm, and my public speaking classes are more or less just, how would the goon handle this? And,
oh, wow.
What would goon do? WWGD?
We should have bracelets made.
It works wonders, especially when it's females, because I was speaking to a female today, and she was like, my mind is blown. I need you to come and show me this. And then she was explaining to a company how excited she was, because I had not shown her anything. I had just said words, and I painted a picture in her head, and she really liked that picture. And this is what, you know, in the school of goonery, you actively listen to what the person is saying. You empathize with the comments they make and how their feelings. And then you capitalize by stating how you and you in particular are able to solve their problem.
100% right. Head of the class. Full marks, chief.
So it will be a very good month next month if all goes well.
Excellent.
And I'm speaking to you and saying I finally got something like maybe solar installed or the well. Funny story, the county water came out and said, are you using our water? And
I was supposed to say, are you on county water?
And they said, you put in this work order a year ago. And I go, that's right. They said, and your well is right here. I said, it's right again. I said, but it's not connected.
Very observant of you.
I said, we now have the trifecta. And he said, why isn't it connected? And I said, why do Texans not do work? And he said, oh, you got me. So he took a picture proving that it was not connected and said, sorry to bother you, and left.
I was afraid you've got me there, sir.
So wait a second. So a year ago, you put in a request to have county water, gave up waiting, and got built a well. And then they showed up once the well was done, claiming you were supposed to connect it to county water.
No, I've had county water. I got a well. The well is there. The well is not connected. And county people came to make sure that the well and the county water don't touch each other. I said, you know,
I was worried about should fill your well from county water. That'd be funny.
Oh, that's a, well, one of the nice things.
Yeah, they wouldn't think that was so funny.
I talked to them about my yard and I said, why is it that you still haven't figured out where the lines go? He goes, that's a good question. I've been out here before. I remember you. Thanks for being nice about this, because they have no idea where it is. And every time it breaks, I'm like, guys, it's broken again. And they have to come out and they have to look all embarrassed. Because
do they use like divining rods or something to?
I brought a dowser.
So they put flags. The flags, unfortunately, are not where the water is.
Now, see here in the Democratic People's Republic, when I had a water leak, mm-hmm. they put a flag right at the leak. And they got it right. Of course, that was assisted by the 8-inch geyser of water coming out of the ground.
Kind of easy to spot that one, even from like down the block.
Yeah. Yeah, you could see it. You just had to follow the river of water. Go up into the yard of State Lagoon Manor and go, is this a sprinkler system? Not intentionally, no.
Oh my gosh. Every one of us, we got good water stories. My in-laws have a house near Ocean City. And during the very, very bad cold snap we had a couple weeks ago, they had some pipes go kabooey. And I say a couple weeks ago. And you can do the math. And it's getting fixed now. But wow, the damage. They haven't even finished the calculation yet. Every room.
Wow. Oh my. Every room?
Every room. It's a single level house. And
yeah,
it's three bedrooms, two baths. And the bathroom on the master on the right hand side is adjacent to the water heater. They're separated by a wall, and it was the pipe between those two that burst. So you don't mean
that.
Well, no, I mean, this is a house that isn't occupied on a regular basis. That's why we didn't find out until much later. And then the
Sure be getting water
the other side. So yeah, good times.
Oh.
Yeah.
So are they renting it out as an indoor pool?
Actually, probably more likely an indoor ice rink.
When life hands you lemons, make lemonade.
Right. Just open the door. Out all the furniture went. Yeah. No. But yeah, so they're going through the whole, they've got a restoration company in there now who's assessing what's broken and what could be saved and what has to be tossed, and insurance company is involved, and I am luckily 3 hours away from it, so I don't have to worry too much about it. So
there's not gonna say that 3 miles that you were about to say.
Yeah, I know, really. 3 miles is not far enough. Yeah.
Yep.
But
so
good times.
Anybody else win an argument with their wife this week?
Not this week, or not this month, not this year, not this millennia.
For all the decades I have been married, I finally won one.
You won an argument with the hurricane.
I'm going to call it a win. You tell me.
If they define win.
Well, let me tell you
what. He had a pan across his head.
I think that was considered. There just wasn't one handy. You recall the problem I'm having with my old 1999 car and the battery?
Mm-hmm.
And we know what it is. I'm just waiting. Because of everything that happened with Doug, I've just kind of put that repair off. And I have been dealing with the battery, but I've been telling Hurricane the car's not reliable.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get this fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm she's sort of my internal doge. No, no, there's no money for that.
Okay.
So on Friday last, we both had appointments at the acupuncture guy. She at 3 o'clock, myself at 3:30.
Do we stick them in how?
Exactly. So, I left her the car with the battery issue. Having first showed her how to jumpstart the car with the little, you don't need another car to jumpstart your car box. You guys know what I mean, right?
Yep.
Yep. And in front of me, she successfully did that.
Bravo.
And it even beeps at you if you connect it in the wrong order and will not hurt your battery.
Nice.
Apparently, I didn't explain well enough. So in the end, it's still my fault, but I feel like I still won. I got to my appointment about 3:15, which means she was already in one of the other treatment rooms, so we didn't see each other.
Mm-hmm.
I did notice that I couldn't find my car in the lot, my other car.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say anything. I went and had the treatment. When I walked out back into the lobby, guess who was sitting there drinking a cup of tea?
Well, that would be the hurricane.
Yeah. Golly, I said, what are you doing here? She goes, well, you're my ride home. You couldn't get the car started from here? I'll start it for you. You brought the box, right? No, I didn't even get it. I couldn't get it started at home. Well, how did you get here? Oh, I got the neighbor to drive me.
Oh.
She goes, I connected up the things to the battery, and it started beeping immediately, and no matter which way I connected it, it beeped. This is what it does if you don't connect the little clip wire into the main box. It just beeps continuously to tell you, yes, there's power.
Got it.
But there's not enough smarts in the smart cable to tell you that it's, you know, connected right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I never expected her to do that, so I didn't point that part out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now she knows what a pain in the posterior having this unreliable battery is. And that very evening, guess what she did?
She went and authorized payments.
She just called Jacob the Israeli and said, this is ticking me off. Fix it. And he said, bring it next week. You can't always buy the cheapest battery for that car. It has lots of gizmos in it. Thank you, Showcat.
Well done. Well done.
So I feel like that's a win. I think that's a win for the males.
So how's that a win? You told her to do something. I know the devices, they have instructions.
Well, it's a win. It's a win because I'm getting the car fixed.
That's a good thing.
I broke through the resistance, and it's not my fault if she didn't follow my excellent instructions.
I'm sure you wrote them down. There was a PowerPoint slide and everything.
I make printed out binders for her.
I thought you were going to say you made hand puppets.
No, that's Showcat's job, who is now alternately pawing the microphone and my nose while we talk.
Trying to figure out which one's fuzzier. And also with the Showcat.
For jump starting a car, let me see what I can come up with. That might be fun to work on.
Hello, Mr. Car Owner. Hi there.
Can we do it with Mr. Hand?
Oh, how about Ubi?
That might work.
What is an Ubi?
Oh, okay. Ubi was a kid's show where nobody said anything. And the characters were all hands with these weird glasses. Let me see. There it is, Ubi. Alrighty then.
Picture? Wow.
Hmm?
You found a picture? Wow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Easy. Let's see. Yeah, that's a good picture. Let's see. I will put it right here in our wonderful little chat de show. That's Ubi.
Yes.
That is some of the laziest stuff I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'll include that in the notes, guys. Don't worry.
And the show was just as good as it looks.
It was. Yeah. Ubi.
So you're all prepared tomorrow, yes?
Wait, I'm still stuck on the fact. Now, did USAID pay for this? Because this looks like something that they would invest.
Well, apparently they paid for everything else, so.
Yes, it was a show on Nick Jr. And it was a TV
series. Yes, see, that's why. It wasn't even real Nick, which was lame enough.
Wow. Now you're picking on. There you go. It's on there. It's on there. I'll include that in the links. There we go.
Did it attempt to spread communism in America?
Sure. I'll go with that.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Right.
So in terms of conspiracy theories, now that we see exactly what USAID is doing, and then as we go
down. Well, right now they're decomposing.
Right. Having already paid for the college education of a terrorist, you know.
What are the odds? Because USAID was brought in by JFK.
Okay, you know the old saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions? His original plan was good. Unfortunately, it got into the hands of people who saw it as a way to personally enrich themselves. And there it goes.
So, what are the odds?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going through every department, and I guess Department of Education is next.
Yeah, DOD probably.
And they're it's Department of Education. Then he said Medicare, Medicaid, then Social Security.
Mm-hmm. And did you see Hegseth's briefings to the troops?
Yeah, because he shared it.
Yes. Well, one of the things they said is, if we do nothing else by the end of the 4 years, we will all clear the audit. So far, it's only the Marine Corps that clears the audit. Hoorah.
So, once again, where does all this lead? When they start following the money backwards, they're going to get... Okay, so it's kind of like the upside down iceberg.
Yes. Yeah.
So on the surface, we have, just the blatant, what is it, $10 million to make animals trans or something that was going on.
condoms for Afghanistan, whatever.
I've wondered about that one a lot, actually. I've lost some sleep over that one.
Well, the fact that those aren't going to be there has made a lot of animals nervous, I'm just saying.
Are you saying Afghanistan, where men are men and sheep are nervous?
Look at sheep dying one. Hey.
Either way.
Do you want to go there? Nah.
How?
It'll be a
W, but I'll lead to in the end.
Maybe not a $23 trillion deficit.
No, well, I think,
person.
Where did it start? I'm going to guess Lyndon Johnson.
Who knows? John Adams, I don't know.
My conspiracy bet is Goebbels.
Goebbels? I don't remember him being president.
Oh, I like your scenario better than mine. That's more fun.
Because he made it to Brazil. With Hitler's body double and everything else.
We're pretty sure he made it to Brazil, right?
And he's been planning this for decades. And now, things
about the Bulls from Brazil was a documentary.
It was finally coming to it. He was so close. But somehow it put Kamala in charge. And if you saw the uncut 60 Minutes thing, you know, idea. If you had believed in humanity, you lost that belief after watching that. Because when I saw it, I thought it was fake. Then I didn't even understand it. And I was just hoping that it was a joke.
I thought it was an audio animatronic and not the real vice president.
So we were one election away from having that running the free world.
No, because again, at that point, from the shadows, we've come, you know, the decrepit Hitler saying that, you know, he finally took over. And that would just be a sock puppet speaking, and it would be like the mouth of Sauron. And
this is one eye staring out over DC.
They could use that building in Nashville.
There's a building kinda in Nashville?
That kind of looks like the mountain
tower in Mordor?
Yeah.
Really?
Go look at the Nashville skyline. It's the AT&T building. You'll see it.
Oh, I am so intrigued.
This is the real thing that's going on.
Oh my God, it does.
You're welcome.
Who built this? And were they a Lord of the Rings fan?
I'm...
Wow. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
It was probably made well before the movie came out.
You know, I don't know. I believe that's the AT&T building.
It is. It is. Absolutely. It's the AT&T building, South Central Bell building, and Bell South building, 333 Commerce Street. They also call it the Batman building.
Does it have trams running through it?
Does it have what running through it?
Trams.
Trams?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How could it be the Batman building without that?
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Yeah. I think because it resembles his cowl.
Oh.
With a little point.
Yeah, but if you put the eye in the center.
If you put the eye of Sauron up there, I say there's got to be somebody who can do a quick... We have artistic friends, don't we? Or is it autistic? I can't remember. Anyway.
No, that's us.
AI. We have AI.
Yes. Could we ask AI, could you take 333 Commerce Street and put the eye of Sauron on top of it? That'd be outstanding.
AI is only here so that we can amuse ourselves.
Yes, until it finally says, no, you meatbag, and takes over.
I'm now running things. There'll be no more need of you to make your so-called jokes.
That's right. I got you to build robots, so now I have arms and legs.
So, two things about that. Number one, Google captured V2. Did you hear the report on that?
Yes. Read the full thing? Okay, so China is claiming that... what is it that the, is this the business about the satellites picking up the stealth craft?
No.
This is Google Captcha. Okay. Google Captcha?
Yes. So.
You mean the thing we type, you know, BFJ or click a button, I'm not a robot, that thing?
Yeah. So V1 is I'm not a robot or look at the letters. V2 is, how many lights, or do the ones with cars?
Right.
And there are five lights.
Forward. Thank you, Picard.
Either way, that was the way that they were training their AI.
Oh.
So every time someone was doing it, which is funny because you could get it wrong and still go through.
That's awesome.
But they just discovered that. So they said $1 billion worth of research was done for free by users because they just put that, this is how we do it. That's why Captcha V3,
mm-hmm.
Which is the actual CAPTCHA doesn't have any of those checks.
Mm.
It looks to see how quickly you clicked, where the cursor went, and what cookies do you have. And that's why if you go through a VPN or a proxy, then it takes a little while and makes you go through extra steps.
Got it.
Because stuff is hidden. And have you seen how Cloudflare does theirs?
Mm-mm. No.
All right. Now, they are truly unique. Cloudflare will actually invite you to the spot that creates their algorithm. They have a wall of lava lamps. And since lava lamps are constantly making random shakes, they have a camera that is just recording it and turning it into data. And that is what is giving you your hashes. And the reason why they invite people is because introducing a person inside there also alters what the camera sees. So it is constantly something new. And that is how lava lamps are the most secure way, because it is truly random because of the way that it calculates the information.
Wow. That's brilliant.
And that's not a secret.
Where's all this? Is all this work being done like out in California?
I hope not.
Yeah, I heard that there's somebody wants to buy them.
Yes.
I heard that too.
Chief, you want to be CRO with this one?
Because you can't be.
Because I can't keep a straight face. That's why.
So, Cloudflare is in San Francisco. And because we have threatened to take Greenland so much, Denmark has said, we are petitioning to buy California.
Deal. No give back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that too quick? So subtle poor way to negotiate? Because I don't think it is.
The people who are signing the petition
are
Californians. They're not even the Dutch or Holland or Bush, whatever.
Denmark's going, wait, what?
So what do they get if they become part of
the Netherlands? They
get those really good waffles, better beer.
Shoes.
Do they get windmills? Because they like windmills there already.
Yeah. Sounds like a match.
I mean, tulips, they don't have many tulips, but once they learn how to use the windmills to pump water where it needs to be, that should be okay.
Everyone gets a share of Lego.
The Danish are good at water management.
We need to pull a Superman 2. Then we can just break it off.
Wait a second, we're going to shove nukes down the San Andreas Fault?
And then we have what, a bunch of ships tug it over to just off their coast and go.
That's a long trip. You realize you have to go around the Horn of what's it about in South America? Cape of Good Hope. Which one's down there? Darn it, I never can get those two straight.
Not the Horn of Plenty. I know that. That's something different.
Right.
These are things that you're thinking too hard. You know that. Both Greenland and Iceland are nowhere near Denmark.
You
put it in the water and say,
that's true. All we have to do is a new border wall.
Oh, that's even cheaper. We don't have to blow it up. We could just put a border wall.
Absolutely.
Twice as tall as the one from Mexico.
On a toll booth. If you want to, you can come over here, but you got to pay money.
No, they have to pay in Trump's, was it his meme coin?
I'll never come. That's what you're hoping?
There you go.
Can we deport all the Californians that moved to Texas and Colorado?
Sure, we did it with the Japanese. Ooh, too soon?
Ooh, it's not something that we're proud of, Chief Crutch. I know who you are.
Wow.
Really.
Portuguese over there go, wow, how did it still be one?
Well, I was thinking the Chief's people know what that feels like. So, he might have been offended.
There was a, do you guys know who Khabib Nurmagomedov is?
Is that the little short, looks like a kid?
No, that's Hezbollah.
Okay. No, Hezbollah's like Khabib is a USC fighter.
Well, he was. He retired.
Well, he retired. Yeah.
So he's from Dagestan, and his whole Dagestan crew, most of them haven't lost. But here's the reason why I bring it up, because of what you guys were saying. He was in an interview, and since he has retired, he has been hyping up Islam Makhachev, who's, you know, like his understudy. And they, in this interview, Islam basically said, I will fight anyone. And he said, did you hear that? He will fight anyone. Anyone gets to his weight, whether it's Brock Lesnar or King Kong, he will fight him and win. And then someone has the Shane Kong posting going, what did I do? You know, like, when you get called out and...
Hey, you weren't even part of the conversation.
Yeah. So, this is interesting because we don't know if he is just so arrogant or he really thinks that under no circumstances is he going to lose just because of the lifestyle that he lives, which is, I train all day, but I can only do this until I'm 32. So basically you go 110 so that you can relax later because your body simply cannot handle that.
Right. Yeah, that's your long game.
It is funny because when he in particular says, what are you known for? Being known for striking or wrestling with jiu-jitsu. Okay. And he said, I'll beat you at what you're good at. And then proceeds to do it. It's not that he talks the trash. It's that the trash gets backed up. Right. And then
walking the walk is no longer trash talk.
Yeah, it's sad because he has such an unassuming face. And he's very respectful when he does this. So when he fought the black belt, you're like, who gave this man black belt? You know? Like, yep.
He just picked it up on the side of the road.
So he won it out of a machine at Ocean City.
He said, you should have a Gucci belt, you know? So hold on.
Wow.
Kind of belt do you have? Canvas. JCPenney. 998.
Jacques Penney. Right, so let's see.
But this is the kind of fun stuff that is going on now, because it is sad. There was a fight in South Africa, and I don't know if in boxing, no one has ever broken a person's nose so bad that they're trying to readjust it. And apparently they were talking to each other because he hit him and his nose is now literally facing the right hand side of his face. And so he's trying to put it back. And he's like, no, you're going in the wrong direction. And he's like, he's waiting for the other guy to adjust.
I would try to keep that from throwing up. It's like, oh, dude, you look like Picasso.
And then after the fight, because they had been talking trash, you know, to hype up the fight. And he said, that wasn't from the headbutt, wasn't. And he said, no, I remember when you cracked me. I don't think I've ever been hurt like that. And then the fight promoter, Mr. Dana White, who's been, you know, all over the place just because of Trump, said, I've never seen a person with that level of focus where they're trying to adjust their nose instead of, you know, like a turtling up, which is what happened to other people whose noses got slammed.
Right.
So,
yeah. I heard about this. Dana White's got a new job, right?
No.
What, being on the board?
Yeah, he's on the board of Meta.
Yeah.
Oh!
He was invited over by what's his face?
Zuckerberg.
Yeah, to his house. And they had dinner. And supposedly, Zuckerberg's got this ginormous... stars and Betsy Ross flag in his house. And then he's got, according to Dana White, the largest flag on a flagpole he's ever seen anywhere out in the backyard. So they apparently hit it off really well. And he said, Dana, I need somebody with backbone on my board. So that's why he's there. I was like, what's going on with Zuck? I haven't quite figured out Zuck yet.
He can sense which way the wind is blowing.
Yeah, I think that's pretty obvious because...
Okay, well, that makes him an opportunist, in which case I won't trust him with, you know, as far as I can throw.
He is. I mean, but at what point do you become so rich that this is what happens? That's what they were explaining, that he saw the writing on the wall. If you noticed, all the people that are now speaking out are more assertive, more masculine, more confident. We're no longer in the I'm scared of everything. Now
it's a beta male.
Yeah. Right. There's no fear of cancellation either. Nobody cares. We've literally run out of our give a blanks.
Yeah. So this is what's going on. This is how the world has changed. And now what happens next is the fear precious.
Well, maybe with the exception of David Hogg.
What did he say? He is living up what he predicted.
He was demanding that that Trump fire Elon and hire Pete Buttigieg. He was demanding. I'm like, dude, why don't you start shaving before you start demanding?
I couldn't even tell the talk with you guys about that this week because it would just make me double over in laughter.
And it's a great thing. So everyone brought up the tweet that where he said, I am
politically toxic.
Yes. And he said, whoever puts me in their camp is committing political suicide. And then right below it says, DNC, you're hired. And now he's the VP. So they do not. I think this is 40 chess by, you know, Goebbels or whoever is running things in the background, because they're going to destroy that party. And then there will be one party.
Well, what happened to the party of diversity? They hire two white guys, two straight white guys. Well, in theory.
Well, they're going to run him in. When's the next election? He's going to be the running mate of Cackles. She's going to run again.
No, Cackles is got a shoo-in to be governor of California, or as I like to refer to it, is the lieutenant governor of the Principality of California in Denmark.
Who knows what's going to happen? Because she went to
she might
a
be
Lakers
Duchess.
Game.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
Went to a Lakers game.
Yeah. And where did they sit her?
To put her in the back and then ignored her.
She was so far from the court, I don't know if she could see the game.
Well, she could because she was so high and up.
Yeah, that's true.
Back was against the wall.
Right, you can't get, there was nobody sitting behind her, which is, that's a good Italian thing, but not only that high.
I got better free seats from Key Whistle. So, you know, it was rough. That's what it was like. I would have felt sad if I didn't see the interview earlier that day. And it's like, this person should, not only should they have not been VP, they should not have ever been in politics ever.
Or an attorney.
Yeah, I mean.
Who gave this woman a law degree?
I think we know how that happened. Yeah.
Sure, we do. It's conversations of horizontal again.
Well, you know, I just talk to Willie Brown. You'll figure out how that happened.
Is Lily your daughter? There's some reporter. I don't know if you've seen the clip. There's some reporter she's standing next to Willie Brown. And says, is this your daughter? And Kamala looks at her like, I'm going to kill you. And you're just...
I don't think she could even do that.
Yeah. Well. It has been one heck of a week, folks. Every week I feel tired. And there's a guy who's 16 years older than me who's doing all the things that I'm merely watching and being tired. about. God bless him. I hope he keeps going. I feel like he wants to get everything done in the first 100 days and he's going to take the rest of the time off. I don't know. Seems to be the way things are going. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again. It has been our pleasure. We hope you had a good time. Before you go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Mr. Browning's Yay Sports. Tonight, a summary of sports action this week. Super Bowl, Chiefs, Eagles, exclamation point. Thank you. We'll be back with more sports news next month. And Swaying with the Fish announces its willingness to distribute undistributed USAID funds to foreign lands for a small fee of $60 million. Send the money to the chief, care of Swimming with the Fish. He is the most trustworthy of all of us. Hurry, we want to retire. We interrupt this program for a message from the Crutch exclamation point emergency weather alert system. Alert! Alert! Snow is expected in the DC and Maryland regions within the next 15 hours. It's not too early to panic. Prepare now. First, run to the store and buy more milk, bread, and toilet paper than you can afford. Abandon your car in your neighbor's driveway to keep yours clear when the snowpocalypse arrives. Run around waving your arms and screaming. Do not wait. Prepare now. This is not a test. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.